Good evening. Welcome back, y'all.
There's some subwoofers for the AirPods. Y'all seen this shit?
Really? That's what we're going to jump in with?
It was AirPods. News.
AirPods, really?
What up, y'all?
First show of 2019. Officially season 2. Hi, friends. Straight from the stands. How are ya?
Good.
Is Angelito here?
Always angry.
No, should we make a little side note about why Angel's mad?
No, just leave it alone. Well, it'll be up. Okay. That's good Twitter content. He's a little upset. It's okay. It's all right. Live it as fuck. I get it.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we're back. How was the new year?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Chilling. Yeah. Ate your Cheetos like a motherfucker.
You turned up or
new,
no?
New year, new me.
Nah, not even. I'm old.
Yeah, me too. I felt great. I woke up New Year's Day. I woke up New Year's Day not hungover and I felt great. I was mad happy about that. You know what happened the second day of the year though?
What was that?
The worst kept secret, GBS got announced.
Oh yeah.
That was dope. He got announced and shortly after there was a release that they're having a press conference the day after. And you and Angel worked your magic to get in there. So
hell yeah.
That was dope. How was that?
It was actually pretty dope. I think from getting in there and just seeing a lot of reporters that you usually read about or just talking to people, everyone was really, really, really cool. They had some lunch set up for us. I had some top-notch steak and I had some pretty good mac and cheese, non-vegan. And then the press conference started, which was really cool. They had some English Premier League game. I don't know if y'all heard about them. Man City versus Liverpool. But they had that playing during before the press conference, and then once it was starting, they kind of shut it down. But it seemed pretty cool. We saw GBS walk up with DTK and Chris Klein, and the press conference started. It was a pretty good turnout for the coach and for a general manager being announced. But
hey, and
lots of good information came out from there.
Is that a
question? Oh, sorry.
What up?
Now I was going to ask, because we both were there when Zlatan was here. Was it as crazy?
No. It was, like, say if Zlatan's at 100%, I would say that press conference is maybe like at a 65-70, which is still pretty
respectable.
It's still pretty impressive for a general manager and a coach. You get me?
Well, yeah, and Zlatan is up there by himself. He's just something else.
Oh, yeah. It was mayhem when we went out there, but it was really good. What up, Rudy?
So I was going to ask you, was that the first time you were press conference for the Galaxy? But you answered that with the Zlatan one.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm here.
Unfortunately.
There he is.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, still mad.
Fuck stupid ass.
Dope, man. So, yeah, you know, shout out to Angel and you for getting that done and getting out there. I know Twitter was going wild for that. Not a lot of coverage other than the stream. And it was a short ass press conference, or at least it felt that way. It felt like I waited more on the stream for it to start than it actually lasted. So I was a little, you know.
You know what?
I was at work. I put it on. It had just started. I went to go grab a car, like, to work on it. When I came back, the show was over. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what? It's crazy. Because the press conference, I went back to re-see it. I believe it was only like 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
I was there legit for a good hour and a half without the lunch and all that.
Yeah, and you were there for the scrum part of the conference, which I think was a lot better than the actual conference itself.
Yeah.
You know, let's cover the conference itself. He looked a little bombarded, right? Am I correct by thinking that he landed the same day the conference took place? Do you know?
From what I gathered, I think he had been there at least the day before.
Okay.
But I don't know how concrete that was, but I think he was there at least the day before.
Yeah, we know you and your facts. Masa look good.
Yeah.
But like, to me, he seemed a little bombarded. Maybe a little like deer in headlights. For the press conference, right? Because you know, we have some clips of him talking at the scrum, and he sounds a lot more comfortable. Actually, you know what? I think it's in English. In English, He's a little
hesitant.
That's
what I was going to get to. I think his English is just, it's going to get some time to get used to, or just, well, he's been in the States, so I'm sure he has some type of English behind him, but I'm sure it's going to take some time. I really think that was his, not downfall, but like that's what really made him seem that way, because when he was answering in Spanish, it was very, very calm. But then that's just how he is. I think we see the personality of him when he's coaching. Like, that's the type of personality, and we have to know that that's not my, that might not be what we'll get during press conferences and media turnouts.
Yeah. I'll say something though. I really like the aura and the confidence that both the Close and GBS sitting up there just radiated. I really like that. We felt legit as fuck, right? When I was seeing that, I was like, damn, like we sound right.
It felt like they've either been doing it for a long time together, or they've been in a position where they've worked together. But I don't know, it felt really, really good, and it just, the confidence behind it. I think in the past we've seen conferences, or we've seen media things where you're not really sure what we're going to get out of what we just heard, but the fact that they went out there and they said, this is what we want, this is what we're getting, this is what we're working for, like, you feel comfortable leaving that, and like, you, there's some truth behind that. I think they really meant what they said.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that I that really stuck out was when they talked about the youth. To me, that was major, right? That was really, really major. The closest sound like he already has an idea. Maybe it's not fully fleshed out, but he already has an idea of how he wants our academies and the second team to kind of incorporate to the first team. And that's, you know, that's music to my ears. That's something I felt like I've been feeling that we've been missing for a while. So the fact that he, straight from the jump, he's talking about it, is super dope.
Yeah,
it's that Dutch mentality, Doug. I think, and the Eredivisie, they do that. Like, they just throw them in there. If they're ready, boom, let's go, and then they sell them.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's just the Dutch mentality in general. It's just, I think, everywhere else in the world except here.
Yeah, and then he's also he was in Chivas Guadalajara, and they're big on, or they have to be, right, because they only get Mexican players, so they're big on, right, on the cantera. So yeah, like, you know, the fact that he said that, and then GBS seems to be on board with that. Yes.
Yep.
You know, like, yep. That gets me excited.
But look at how many academy players we lost last season, probably like 3-4. That probably were ready to play first team, but they didn't get the chance.
And I think that was huge. That they, I don't said know, that, they're ready that, for first that team. A lot of young players. Well, I don't know how much truth into, but that there was a lot of young players that were excited to see GBSN, because he does give those chances. He does like to bring up young players to prove their shot.
Yeah, listen. As long as they have a roadmap, I don't. You know, I mean, I won't. I won't pretend to think that this club is ever going to be, you know, reliant on their youth, right? I think we're always going to bring big stars. But at least, as long as there's a path to these standout players that are exceptional to actually make the first team, or even to get profit off of them, like sign them with the first team and then sell them out, you know, we should be doing that. We should have been doing that. I'm glad there's some kind of mechanism getting it set in place for that to happen. So that was dope. They asked about Tevez, and he threw cold water on that real quick.
Yeah, which is really good. He was like, nah, I never heard about that. I've only heard about that through you guys. You guys are the ones that make it. Me and Dennis haven't even talked about any changes or additions to the club yet.
Yeah.
Kind of shut that down quick.
Yeah, that was good to me. I mean, it seemed pretty blunt. So I liked it. It's a little transparency, which is good.
I think we're going to get a lot of straightforward answers from GBS. I don't think he's the type to kind of hold back or be around the bush with anything, unless it's very like, no, you have to wait on saying anything. I think we're going to be what we question is what we're going to get an answer for.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes as far as even when he was asked, is it MLS Cup or bust? Right. He said, I'm here to make this team better, right? I'm here with a plan. I'm trying to make this team better. He could have easily copped out and said, we're going for it, right? Or, you know, we have a strong team to go for. He could have said many things to kind of lean towards that way, but he straight up said, like, I'm here to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I've said this on this podcast before. I would rather have a couple frustrating years and then have something at the end of the road than just keep throwing shit, putting it together just to fucking go all out for 1 year, right? I'd rather have
I think we've all said it. As long as we contend, as long as we have an identity, if we go out and contend and fight with our identity, if that means going into the playoffs or going into the Western Conference and that's that, like, as long as we're building each year to finally get to that goal, I think as long as we see progress along the way. And the thing is that we didn't see that in the prior years, which caused a lot of ruckus with the fans, a lot of ruckus with a lot of push towards the FO about, like, yo, what's happening? We're not seeing much, like, people not renewing season six, like, stuff like that. And I think that's not what we're going to get. I think we're at least going to see a lot of progression going forward, and we're going to see us contending.
Yeah, I hope so. And like I said, the identity coming in, that's big on me. So like I said, the press conference itself was short. I did like the fact that he also gave he paid his respects to Shiggy, saying that it was him that brought him over, and then just his praises for him as a person and as a coach. I thought it was dope. It kind of ties everything in together. So I like that. And then you had a chance to actually be around for the scrum. What'd you take from that? Like, is there anything that stuck out? Is something that
I think both DTK and GBS felt a little bit more comfortable in the scrum. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But a lot of straightforward questions were being asked, which was better. They did mention Giovanni Dos Santos. They did mention in regards to that, and he both DTK and GBS had similar answers. I don't know if they kind of went through it beforehand, but it was just more along the lines of it's not fair to talk about players that we haven't personally talked to yet. But we need to assess the situations. And DTK did mention something that really did stood out. He did say, but with a name like that, you do get a lot of offers in the doors. So he didn't really rule out anything as far as him staying or him going. He did mention, like, you know, we haven't talked to anybody, but with a high name like Giovanni Dos Santos, you do get offers.
Interesting. Yeah. That situation, the whole thing is interesting.
I'm very interested to see that this year.
Yeah, so let's get into some audio. He's gone. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
You listen. Actually, you know, let's get into some audio, and then we can talk about a little bit about Gio and the Straight from the Fans segment. Cool. Here's GBS talking about how he sees the current roster and team. Yes.
Bueno, Guille, sobre todo, ¿qué esperás vos poder ver en ese combine? ¿Qué, a búsqueda de qué vas? ¿A reforzar la defensa, que obviamente fue uno de los puntos débiles de la temporada anterior? Porque el medio campo lo tenés copado.
Sí.
Quizás alguien que le dio de Zlatan, ¿no?
Sí. También tenemos buenos jugadores en ofensiva. Pero bueno, vamos a ver qué podemos ver, qué podemos encontrar. Y fundamentalmente, buenos jugadores, que es lo que uno siempre elige, más allá de la posición que pueda haber.
You're just in with this club now. How much of a vision is concrete for what you want to do here? How much do you still need to learn?
¿Qué tan estás nuevo en este club? ¿Qué tan concreta la visión que tienes?
Bueno, I think I was watching the game last season. A lot game in the last days, so I know what we had to do in the future or what position we need to bring some player. So, but first I need to talk with Dennis, with Chris, and then we will take a decision. You know about a lot of rules in MLS different than another league. So I need to talk with him and with them, and then we are talking. Some decision.
The way that you want to play, will that depend on who you have as players, or will you look for players to fit the scheme that you want to play?
la manera que quieres jugar, ya crees que ya lo tienen los jugadores, no, o buscas jugadores?
No, I think we had a good player. We put in the field my idea. I think we can do together. The offense, soccer. I think we are a good player. It's better if we get better player. So, but Galaxy got really good roster.
Guillermo, después de dos años difíciles aquí, ¿es difícil cambiar la actitud del equipo?
Pienso que es parte de mi trabajo. Cambiar la actitud, cambiar todas las cosas que no han salido en los últimos años por cosas que sean positivas y que den resultado y buen juego al equipo, parte de mi trabajo.
Gracias.
Bueno.
So, that was him just talking about the team and what he thinks. I like the response of when he got asked about the mentality on how he, you know, he just took it in the chin and was like, yeah, that's my job. That's my job to change him. Which is dope. I like I said, I like a lot of the you know, putting the weight on his shoulders and saying, hey, this is me, right? I have to work.
Adding to that, I think what stood out to me, the fact that he said he saw games mm-hmm. from us last season. Hopefully that's true. I think if he did, he would see some of the frustrations that us have as fans and as a club witness. So hopefully he comes into this with a mentality already looking at what he saw from last season, trying to build this season.
Yeah, I think he had to watch MLS games, right? How many LA Galaxy matches he saw, I don't know, but I know he was been linked with MLS since last year, so I'm sure he had that in his mind that it was an option to come here at the end of the season. So yeah, he'll see some scene. That was good.
Can I add something?
Of course, Angel, please.
Just make, you know, I don't know if I have you guys' permission, that's why I ask.
There you go. Good job.
Ooh. Thanks, Master. Can I knock down? Okay. Hey, serious shit though. One thing that is a concern for me. I get the whole English thing. You understand it. People have asked him already in Spanish the issue about the defense, and he keeps swerving that and keeps going back to the offense.
Yeah.
So that's a concern for me. I don't know if you guys have caught that. I let him slide the first question when he was asked during the press conference because it was in English, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think he understood it because he didn't address that part of the question at all, not one bit, but he's been asked since in Spanish, and he never seems to address the defensive issues. What do you guys think about that?
Go for it.
I think he kind of answered it right now in that little snippet. Like, he's like, I have to talk to Chris and DTK and see what we can do with the rules of the league, he said, because they're a little different. So I think once he sits down and once he evaluates the team and see what he needs, and he'll probably make a decision. And I think that's why he hasn't touched base on it, probably, because there's a lot of rules to MLS. And I think he's trying to grasp the idea of how much money they have, what's the budget, and I think that's why he's dodging that question. But yeah, I have noticed that he don't even talk about defense. It's always offense.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I don't think there's been many conversations regarding the options to bring players in. What you know, what can they do, right? And it, like I said, I heard that he had arrived the day of press conference. George heard it was the day before. Either way, it's not a lot of time for them to have communication and have a sit down and break down some of the, you know, what the options they have for as far as building out this roster, right? I think COG said we have 22 of the 28 roster spots filled in. So it's, you know, there's some room there, but we might have some roster spots, but I don't know how much money we have to bring in quality. So we'll see. I think it's noticeable. You know, I get it. I wouldn't want to talk about the shit defense either, you know. But how much is he really going to know about, you know, Romney and Stairs, you know? What are you going to say? So here's another clip of him talking about about his style and a little bit of how it ended at Boca.
Doggy.
You know, how would you describe your scheme and how would you describe your vision for this club?
I think the Galaxy is a very important club in MLS. I think we have a really good player, international player, so we need to work with a lot of responsibility for the future, for how we are going to play. I like to play to be offense, direct. I like the people, the fans, when come to the stadium, they know how it's going to play the team. We are looking for during the week that.
One more. I've got a couple. Do you prefer to play a 4-3-3? Is that
sometimes? Yeah, sometimes maybe. I like to play 4-3-3, but you know, maybe you are the last minute of the game and you need to score or you need to defend, maybe we can chance. Mm-hmm.
This club has had a very good academy, but not many players have advanced to the first team. How does that become better?
I think we are talking about that with Chris and Dennis. The academy in the future and the next 3 years, we have the possibility to play in the first team, so we need every player is going or is coming to academy. They have to know they come to play, so they have to give every training, everything.
Last one?
Yeah, lastly, can you take us a little bit through your exit from Boca Juniors? It seemed odd that they wouldn't extend you given two championships. At what point did you start talking to the Galaxy, and why do you think you left Boca?
No, when the day we announced I am leaving Boca, Dennis gave me a call and they want to talk with me. And then, okay, I say, give me a call tomorrow. And Saturday we were talking about the MLS, the Galaxy. That's it.
But you left Boca. It wasn't your choice to leave Boca, correct?
No. We were talking with the manager from Boca, the chairman from Boca, and we take the best decision for Boca.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, George.
What up?
Is that Edwin?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
So we heard a couple of things that I think we touched on last episode when we were talking about formation. And it seems like he does prefer that 4-3-3.
Yeah, they asked him, "Hey, are you gonna change it?" His response was like, "Yeah, a minute left into the game. If we need a attack, yeah, of course I'll change it." I think he's stuck on 4-3-3.
Yeah, which makes it a weird situation for Ola, right? I think we touched about it last week or 10 days ago, whenever you know the last podcast was. It makes it a weird situation because I don't think anybody has a doubt that Zlatan's going to be the focal point in the attack, right? It's just weird.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? You think there might be a chance that...
No, I don't think there's a doubt. I don't think
a doubt. Okay, yeah. I'm interested to see how this plays out, right? Because 4-3-3 is not a good fit for Ola Kamara with Zlatan on the team.
Listen, I think he said it the best. I think Ola has done things for us under coaches that he didn't, not to knock any coach or anything, but I don't think that there was much of a, oh, I believe in you, I trust in you type of thing, and he still did it. I think with a man like GBS talking to you and convincing you, I think it's going to be a much more different approach to it. I'm optimistic in that.
And then another thing, we talked about how long his contract could possibly be. And he mentioned that we should see in the next 3 years players from the academy playing in the first team. I'm going to run with that and say that he at least has a 3-year contract. Right?
Easy.
Which is dope. Which is dope, man. I mean, that'd be, you know, Bruce Arena level, right? Because that's the last coach we had that actually stuck around for a while. So I'm excited, man. I'm super excited about this.
What I caught from that, too, is him saying that the day after they announced that he won't be at Boca, DTK gave him a call. I don't know how accurate or anything that is, but that's just a little...
It kind of lights up, right?
It's curious, like, especially the whole Caleb thing. I just want to know how... I would like to be a fly on the wall in the FO in regards to the coaching talk and how everything went
down. Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I think that lines up. The Porter thing, and then it fell out, and then the Copa Libertadores happened, and then that got hot, right? So Atlanta went with the award. Yeah, so, it sounds plausible. Regardless, I don't give a shit how it happened. It happened, and he's here, and I'm fucking hyped. Cool. You also got some snippets from the DTK talk in the scrum. Let's check those out. Yeah.
Well, I think there's obviously a lot of things that will take a little bit of time. There's a lot of things that on the roster need to be figured out, as we saw. And I don't want to be judgmental, because I don't want to look back. I want to look forward. Mm-hmm. But there has been probably a little bit imbalanced defensively. And obviously with Guillermo coming in, the experience that he has, maybe in the coming week we'll obviously, with an intensive search for some players, I think that is one of the first priorities that we're looking at, because offensively, obviously, the team showed a lot of promise last year and will show this year also.
So there you go, Angel. GBS didn't talk about defense, but DTK didn't shy away from it. Yeah, you know, he clearly says it's one of the priorities. So him and GBS will be looking at him, and we saw a little bit of that, right? We saw pictures coming out of the combine where him and DTK are just looking at the games. Not saying that I'm kind of relying on a college kid to be our savior, but it's dope to see them out there.
Righteous.
Thank you for not leaving
fucking
me hanging. Thank you for not leaving
you.
Me hanging. Dog,
what's wrong with you, Angel? Damn, dog.
He's really upset. Don't leave him alone.
You know what? You know what's really going on? I'm multitasking.
Please.
Yeah, he's pushing FC Dallas away.
He was like, please.
Now, and I'm talking to Lars right now about away games and stuff.
We'll get to that here too, Angel. So your time to shine is coming, little man. I promise.
Yeah, that's why I'm letting you do your thing, and I'm doing my thing here. It's for the people.
We got one last audio clip, and this is DTK talking about Dom Kinnear.
For sure. First of all, Dominic is somebody that deserves all our respect and has done obviously very good picking up a team at the end of last season, giving great organization and almost making it even into the playoffs after a very difficult start of the season. He's a seasoned coach. He's somebody with a lot of experience that we'd like to take advantage of. And Guillermo has obviously a few people that he worked with, both at Lanús and Boca, and we'll be working with here. And it will be a combination of a few quality pieces that we have currently at the club, and we'll define it in the coming days.
That's Dom. That's GBA. Wow. That's DTK talking about Dom. Later that day, we also found our... Was it Baxter or COG? One of the guys were reporting that he will come back as an assistant coach, which I think is interesting. I really think it's interesting. What do you guys think about Dom possibly being in the coaching staff?
Smart, at least for one more year.
It's happening. It'll happen. I think he will be the one that connects with the players as well and helps GBS connect with everybody as well.
Does he speak Spanish?
Yeah, I think he does.
I believe he does.
There it is.
Yeah, exactly. Because he already connects with, you know, and George saw this too, and he's actually the one that brought up most at that, we went to their training session. He connects with the players in a different way where we said this. He was actually on the field. You saw him talking to Ashley Cole, literally on the actual, on the field itself, right, to, you know, Romney and whoever was on there, something that you didn't see other coaches do. So if he sticks around, at least for that part, I think it's great, at least for one more. For a year, right? With Zlatan and some of these other guys that like him, you know, come fill out their final contract, win the championship, and they take off.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he'll be key for the transition with the player relationships and maybe even communication, right? I can't imagine GBS's brother or anybody else in the technical staff being that much more fluent in English. So having somebody who could, you know, bridge that gap would be super dope. Especially somebody who has the rapport that Dom has with the players. So, yeah, I hope it happens. George, can you share the news you shared with me earlier about our technical staff?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
No, good news will be coming, though.
Listen, I'm not even trying to put you in the spot. You had enough heat this week on Twitter. you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say this, right? Is it safe to say that you were told something prematurely, and that's what we went out with that tweet?
The way that it happened, I think it was said where in regards to the schedule, something was said in regards to it. I wasn't wrong, but I wasn't fully correct. I can't really go much into it, but
we can't confirm or deny.
It was there. It was there. Yeah, I can't confirm. From nor deny.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna back you up and say
I was gonna support you too, but fuck Rudy, then go.
I'm gonna back you up and say this, right? If we're your number one source for breaking news, god damn, like you really gonna take news for us? That Massa has reporting wages and contracts.
Dave, he's still timeout after that bullshit,
right? Yeah,
we're
fans, right? So we hear shit and we just want to share it because, you know, we get excited about it. So if we're your number one source for news, let me specify. If we're your number one source for accurate news, you probably should follow other people as well. I mean, don't take our
word for it. To be fair, sometimes we do have stuff, but,
you know, most of the time we do.
We just can't share it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I get in trouble. I got in trouble on Friday because of George.
No.
Bitch.
No, but
not exactly in trouble, but it was more like
really, guys?
You know, we were having a meeting and they were a little hesitant to share information with me. That's really important for the things that we're doing because of stupid ass George.
Listen, again,
who's in timeout now, bitch?
No, our podcast is stupid.
Yeah. No, we're good. We're good to go. I think we're out of timeout.
Yeah, we're out of timeout now.
Yeah.
Listen, it was a busy week. It was an interesting week. And it capped off today with the schedule being announced, and I'm just like, I'm super ready for the season to start. You know, there was a tweet earlier this week that gave out odds on MLS Cup, and the Galaxy ended up in third favorite to win the cup.
Can't be mad.
Yeah, 8-1 odds to win, only bettered by Atlanta FC with 5-1 and New York Rebels on 6-1. So. There is some pressure, I guess, because we're, you know, they're seeing us as contenders.
No pressure.
You don't think so?
Nah, like New York is always, the Rebels are always like top two, and they can never make it past like semi. So no pressure. But... All
right, listen. So forget about who has better odds than us, right? Forget all that. You really think we don't have no pressure to make a run this year?
Who doesn't have pressure?
The Galaxy.
What was your question?
The Galaxy. Right. So forget the odds, right?
We always have pressure.
Right. Yeah. Especially coming
off the Galaxy.
Especially mm-hmm. coming off of two very disappointing seasons, right? And an overhaul in the front office. Like a real overhaul. I think there is definitely some pressure for us to at bare minimum make playoffs and with a presence, right? Not just scraping in there, but actually make it in there and be somebody feared of in the playoffs. So I think there's pressure. The bookers say 8-1.
I think just with Zlatan coming back, we have pressure. Regardless, yeah. even if we wouldn't have signed a coach or anything, I think just with him coming back, we would have had pressure.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, staying on this, right, I went on a jog right before we recorded this podcast, and I was listening to Extra Time Radio. Hey. And
fitness model.
Yeah, for real. Where's my bang at? Let me post it on Instagram real quick.
Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, we are. As a matter of fact, we'll get into that a little later. But
oh, shit. All right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we are.
That's amazing. Yo, so I was listening to Extra Time Radio, and they had a interview with DTK out in the combine.
I didn't get that far.
No, you didn't. It's only 15 minutes in. Okay, regardless.
I started listening like 5 minutes, and then I got home.
Yeah. Listen, he doesn't say anything they hadn't said before. I think right now, since there's no moves, you know, a lot of questions sound repetitive. You know, same thing asking about, yeah, 4DPs. What are you going to do? And then, you know, the game option, what are you going to do? Are you going to sell? Are you going to buy out the contract? Are you going to transfer? Are you buying some of Johnny's? Like, listen, all those are options. And we'll see what we do, right? So that, like, the interview was okay, just because like, everything he said I heard before. Following that, they had a quick segment with Sam Stachel. I have no idea how to say that. I think it's Stachel.
Hey, you may have forgotten to turn on the dryer. Oops.
Oh, God. All right, well, forget that.
Keep going, Rudy. Yeah, so they had an interview with Sam Stachel, and he's saying, and you know, so if you guys don't follow him, when he puts out takes and when he puts out rumors, they're really fucking accurate. Like he's on the money a lot of times. He has a lot of insights. So they tell him things before they happen. He kind of puts them out there, and it kind of a lot of times happen. Point is, he said, if you put a gun to my head right now, he's like, the Galaxy buyout to Gio. Right? They're saying he went on to say that Gio is the guy who they're gonna move. They're hoping for you know, some kind of transfer so they don't have to buy the whole thing out. But they wanna move him because they really like Alessandrini and they don't wanna move him. Just I mean he's 27 years old. They don't wanna move him. So music to my ears, you know, every time you know I'm big on Alessandrini, and I'm not that big on Gio. So I hope that happens. I know. I think it was George we're talking about that we could, you know, AG could drop the $6 million and not really hurt him, you know. So yeah, I hope they pull the trigger. I mean, they have to, right? There's no way we have 4 DPs.
Yeah, at the start of the season. There's not. Yeah, something's gonna happen between now and the beginning, first game of the season.
Yeah. Interesting though. Like it's crazy because, you know, at the end of the season, I didn't think we would get rid of Gio. I think he was just going to serve his time and collect some money and get out. Now getting closer to the season, I really feel like we're gonna see it happen. And yep. Gio's going to be gone. And then we have to find something else to bitch about.
That's easy. Our defense. Runners up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot who posted. There was a poll last week, and it was would you prefer Siani's evil clone starting every match or Gio on the roster? And I couldn't make a choice. Though. I was like, I don't know, both of these are just bad. Like I don't want to. Like I blocked them. I was like, fuck it, I don't want to see them more. I blocked them. Yeah, no, so, you know, busy weekend, and it caps off with the schedule getting released today. Yeah, yeah, man.
Plan your away trips right now.
Yeah, listen, out of the ones that look good, I think it's like 12 that we kind of pointed out in the group chat. I want to go 7, and I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Lucky, I'm just gonna go all away games, no home games.
Honestly, we're gonna have lots of time to record podcasts because we are gonna be single after us traveling this much by ourselves.
Listen, we might not have the means to put them out because we're probably not gonna have jobs and not gonna be able to pay for internet, but we'll record them for sure and then figure a way out. we're gonna really start a Patreon page and get
we'll probably do our podcast on an open mic somewhere. So
guys, if you really like this, if you really like this podcast and really like what we're about, sponsor us. We're gonna Venmo. I'll put up my Venmo and just sponsor us. We're here for you guys. We do this for you.
There's a lot of there's a lot of planning to do. There's good away games. Interesting dates for our rival matches, crazy schedules towards the end of the year, and we'll go in depth on these next episode. I think the next episode we're gonna do just a bigger take on the schedule and our plans for away trips and everything else. But Angel, do you want to share what thoughts are for the first big push on away trip?
The first, and I'm trying to confirm with the front office what our ticket allotment is, but the first game that we are doing, this is confirmed, it's going to be FC Dallas, which is March 9th. I think the game is scheduled for 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I think when I checked, round trip flights around 157. So if you've never done an away game before, this would be a great one to do. It's under $200, and you can find a roommate, someone. If you don't know, if you've ever been interested in doing, just reach out to us and we can connect you with people or help you out and how to do all that shit. We're pros at that shit.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I know Lars is having their leadership meeting tomorrow. They're going to discuss quite a few different things, including away travel. And I was talking to their president earlier today about, you know, pushing the on their end as well, so that we can, you know, try to sell out at least the first away game, you know, because even after that, in case you guys haven't taken a look at it yet, 5 out of the first 7 games are home games. And the only other away game within that time period is going to be Vancouver Whitecaps, but that's on a Friday. So that's not a game that we're targeting. So yeah, man, make it out.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's going to be a massive push. We're probably going to have some type of content, you know, some assets and stuff, you know, for social media either next week or the following.
Yeah, and if you guys never been to an away trip, join in when it's like this, right? We're going to make it a big push to try to get a lot of people out in Dallas. And there's nothing like traveling and being in an away stadium, especially with a big group. It changes your perspective in, you know, on supporting the LA Galaxy on a away trip. Friendships get made, bonds get stronger. It's amazing. So definitely, and you know, like Angel said, $157 round trip. You'll split the room with you know, another person or two persons, and listen, it's gonna be cake. It's gonna be cheap, and it's gonna be early in the season, so a lot of energy. Try to make it out there. Keep a lookout. We'll definitely repost Lars and ACB stuff when it's out, so you guys could get more information or reach out.
And if you're a season ticket member, you don't pay for away. They're following that same plan they did last year, the LAX thing that they had going on. Fucking jockers. But it's going to be, if you're a season ticket member, your away ticket is free. And it's up to how many season tickets you have. So if you have 100 season tickets, then you get 100 away games. Obviously, depending on allotment, right? And if not, you only pay $20 for away games. So shit's solid.
Angel, is that link up yet?
It's already up. Yep. I shared it on the ACB page earlier, too, to push our people.
Is it long?
To start.
Can you stay here?
No, it's actually very easy. So all you do is just go to LAGalaxy.com, then / LAX, and that's it.
Perfect. Yep. And you can sign up and get sign up for intention of going. You know, a tick rep will reach out and work the rest out. Like I said.
Oh, just one thing to add, though. If you do sign up and then end up not going, they can charge you for the full price of the ticket. Technically, the Galaxy still pays out of this. They're still paying the tickets. It's not like they get the tickets for free. It's just an incentive to season ticket members. So if you decide later you can't make it, you should definitely reach out and let them know, hey, I can't make it. But usually the FO people will reach out to you and confirm that you're still all set and all that good stuff. So you should be good. But just in case, just giving y'all a heads up in case you didn't know.
Yep. And like I said, you know, ask your friends who've been to away games and how dope it is. Ask anybody except for Chris Seller, because he has the best story. yeah, and like I said, next week we'll dive into a schedule. We'll have a Haber Angel, because he'll talk about something he wants to talk about. And next week should be a good episode. With that being said, let's jump into some of the straight from the fans questions. We got a little nice little draw for you guys.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the score's gonna be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck San Jose.
Fuck Levels FC. Fucking G's are gonna be coming on top, right?
And that's just another addition for this year. We're introducing our segment with that drop.
Shout out to everyone on that fucking drop. Last year we did.
Yeah, man, that's Julio.
Fuck San Jose was Randy, no?
No, Fuck San Jose is so it's Julio in the beginning, followed by Big Will. We have Arturo and Randy at the end. So shout out to you guys. We used the clips from last year for that. We'll do a lot more of that this year. So we got definitely gonna push to get a lot more post game content from you guys. So if you guys ever wanna rant or just be on the podcast, definitely reach out and we'll make it happen, whether it's on person or Skype or on Twitter, whatever it may be. Reach out and we'd love to have you guys on the podcast. With that being said, we put out just for, you know, a call for your questions, and we got we did it late and we got a few responses. So shout out to you guys for always being on top of the stuff we tweet out. So appreciate it. Let's get going with
Do you mind give a few quick shout outs?
Yeah, go for it.
I wanna give a shout out to Alondra. She's a big fan of ours, bigger fan than her hubby, Tony. That's Mr. Censor Tony. Mr. Okay. I'm not gonna say the word, but he knows what he is. He's the one that censored me, fucking bitch. But I love you.
Hey, you done? Is that it? Is that the shot you had?
Sorry, I just had a little bit of rage. It was a rough day at work today, guys.
Aww.
But yeah, shout out to Alondra and a few other, and my cousin Marilyn. She listens to my cousin Jasmine and a few other people that I know out there. So shout out to all of y'all.
Yeah, man, really appreciate it. Listen, download, subscribe, and share with your friends, even if they don't like soccer. Just make them listen. So let's get into the Twitter questions first.
Yep,
coming in from at LA Galaxy Fan Talk. He says, or they say, she says,
who the fuck is that?
do we think people who said, I won't get season tickets until I see a change in the Galaxy, got their season tickets this year?
If they haven't, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Even before that, if no change happened, we still need season ticket member holders. You're here for the club. You're not here for the glitz and glamour. You're here because you enjoy the club. But with that being said, to answer the question, yes.
Yeah, man. There's hype right now. And it changed quick, right? Because I think it would have been a lot less if Porter would have been the coach. But with DTK and GBS, there's some hype, some momentum going on. Yep.
What happens if with DTK and GBS we don't make playoffs again?
I think it'd be mad disappointing, but
I think we start.
Is this a client issue?
No.
Okay.
No. 100% not.
His fucking hands already, bro. He's like, yeah. here's your GM.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't want to say no because I also don't want into the season we start seeing that Klein starts making moves that DTK and GBS won't make. I don't know what that means right now, but if that starts to happen,
Gerard and Gio.
Yeah. Well, that was an AG thing, no?
Whatever. So I'll tell you what. I seen how he took the back seat in the press conference, right? Like he had his moment where he recognized Shiggy, and then he handed the table off to DTK and GBS, right? Like he just kind of like your show, and the certainness that DTK speaks with, I find it really hard to believe that Chris could come in there and be like, nah, we're going to do it this way, right? I don't think you could just bully him around like he did with Pete and all his homies, right? I think he'll have a harder time doing that. So I don't see it. I don't see Chris being an issue. To answer Angel's question, if we don't make playoffs, I think it'd be really disappointing. At the same time, I don't think it'd be the end of the, I don't think it'd be the worst thing that could happen, just because I really believe that we'll see it's a long-term plan. It's not just, you know, for 1 year. And I'm sure they're going to go all in to try to win for Zlatan, but it's not win or lose, right? I mean, it's not win or bust, right? I think there's more to it than that. And if you still on the fence, what changed? Oh, listen, you know what? You know what's going to tip tip it over? If Gio leaves, I think we'll see a lot more of them come back.
When Gio leaves.
Fine. I'm okay with them.
Put that positivity out there.
Yeah, put that in the universe.
We're all about affirmations.
I can't confirm nor deny. But Gio.
Power of positivity, baby. Power of positivity.
If positive intent.
Power. Cool.
It's a new day. Yes, indeed.
That's funny because I get that.
New day.
Oh, man. I don't even watch wrestling anymore. That's funny.
So, Christian and Ivan. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it was hard. I didn't know how to say it when I got it, but around there. Christian, you know who you are, Christian.
opinion on DDK and GBS. Will they bring us our sixth cup and our first CCL title?
There was an error there.
Yeah, I think so. If you want to be super technical, we have a CONCACAF title. Not the same name, but there is a CONCACAF title. Will they bring us a sixth cup? I think
yes.
I want to see that. I want to see it on the field.
Baby, yes.
I want to see it on the field.
Yes.
I want to see it on the field, but I have a better feeling than I have had in the last 3 years.
Dog, low-key, I can't say no because I said we were winning last year. So, yeah, we're winning.
I think we got it. I think GBS is the type that if the players aren't pulling through, that motherfucker's going to suit up and go out there himself.
So you guys think, are you guys taking this as next year? Are you thinking?
I never said that. I said we're winning.
Okay. Yeah. So I agree with you.
I don't want to commit. I don't want to commit to the next season because everything is new and fresh. But, I mean, it's possible. I feel more confident this year than last year, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't think we win anything, but we do make it a playoffs. And I'd say we go as far as a Western Conference final.
And you're saying this for this year, right? But in overall, in GBS's span in the Galaxy, you think?
Yeah, so? We'll get two championships, MLS Cups.
Oh, you think so?
Okay, great. So Berda, yep. And an Open Cup and a Supporters Shield and all kinds of dumb shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I fucks with it. Hey.
For sure, two MLS Cups and then probably a final in Champions League. But we'll see what happens then. Because I don't know if he's gonna be around by then because of the way that the champions are playing, which would be 4 years later. Yeah. But MLS championships, yeah, definitely. And hopefully by that time some rules have changed in the MLS where even if we do get another coach, it's not him, where it leaves the team in a good spot or in a place where we can get players to win Champions League.
Yeah. So we'll see. Some kind of roster change, especially if teams playing NCCL would be good. I agree. I think he does win a minimum the sixth cup. How long will it be until then? I'm not quite sure. I have to see. I
want this
to
see year,
what... 2 years.
Epa.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like on the field. Here's one that gets a lot of emotions going. And a lot of just a lot of conversation. Should we let Angel answer this one? Yeah, definitely.
You're talking about emotions. Let's let him go.
The dad brought it up, but there's been a lot of people who talked about this. It says, where should away fans sit? A lot of discussion behind this recently.
I heard this shit
on my Sunday league, bro. I'm not going to say who plays on my Sunday league, but I'm just saying I heard it.
Who plays in Sunday league?
Just say it. Say it.
There's been talks about the 200 section. There's been talks about the other end line. The bleachers behind us. There's so many talk. What do you guys think should we even change it?
I want to start off by saying, fuck John, fuck Brian, and fuck Marin.
Can't confirm or deny. Guy, and one of those out there play crying, on Sunday.
Brian plays with me on Sunday. I don't know, man. Like it's an interesting shit, right? Because it's you guys may have seen my tweet from the weekend may have been, or yesterday, whenever that was.
The rage tweet.
Just be louder.
That was. Well, yeah, no shit. Look, our stadium was built in 2003 without the intention of, oh, hey, where's the away support? Back then, ACB didn't even exist. Yep. Lars didn't exist. The only ones that existed was Galaxian, but even then, there's probably still even more faction than they are now, right? Away travel wasn't really a thing. So, you know, it's when people are saying, oh, shit, you know, where are you going to sit them? How come we have to deal with all this shit? Well, Portland Stadium, for example,
uh-huh. Yep.
That was not even an actual soccer-specific stadium. That was a fucking baseball stadium. Mm-hmm.
For those of you who haven't been to Portland Stadium, if you would see the away section, it's not even the best shit ever. There's a fucking pole in front of you.
Yeah. There's a fucking column, one of those metal columns that goes straight up and down. On top of that, it's worse because if you fall over to the side, you're dead. There is no net. There is nothing there. Like, you can literally die. If you're drunk and you fall over to the side, you're dead. Like, D-U-D. Dead. Seattle, everyone knows about Seattle. They put you up in the 300s. The only time that I think we had a good spot there was for MLS Cup. For the Western Conference Final in 2014, where Junie, you know, went and fucked them in the ass. You know, you name it. It doesn't matter whether it's San Jose, whether it's, you know, RSL. Everywhere we go, they always put it at the top. And everywhere we go, we have a roof. So when people are bitching, oh, well, they're going to have a roof to sound louder. By the way, we're only talking about one fucking game. Guess what? Where did they sit us at their stadium? We went in the same section, the 200s. So just come to their section, to their stadium, be fucking loud over there and be loud over here. Simple. It's one fucking game. I'm like, it's just fucking annoying to hear you guys crying, complaining about, oh, don't put them in the 200s. They have the roof. So the fuck what? It's one fucking game. And then the other day, everyone was complaining when they were like, oh, well, why are they sitting so close to ACB? Look, they're throwing shit at each other. Oh, they're fighting. And then you want to stop. Well, guess what? It's going to fucking happen. Our stadium wasn't built with the intention of having an away section. Okay? Right. Okay. That's so, true. Okay. Doesn't matter where you sit. So just let them sit in the 200s. By the way, I know they're going to have a meeting about this week, and I have some info on that.
So here, just to wrap it up, you're saying put them in 200s.
Yeah, I'm saying put them in the 200s. By the way, this is just really one, maybe three games where it'd probably be an issue. Realistically, one.
Uh-huh. I don't think that I would ever say this, but I 100% agree with Angel on this. I'm fully on board. We're fucking.
You guys are out of character. Complaining right
about
now.
One or two games. We know what those games are. They're gonna be loud. They're gonna be loud regardless. You bring that shit to us. You do that shit. If that's your motivation to get louder, then get louder. I don't care what it is. Other teams in the MLS don't travel as big as those teams. So we're really not worried about anything. If anything, we're just opening up more space. We're opening up more space for our fans. Sometimes the 200 section isn't even open. So I don't understand what we're complaining about. I don't care about the home.
A lot of the people that I see complaining like, well, where are you going to put in 200? Are people not even in any support groups? They want us to come and do all this shit, and they're just watching from somewhere else. Don't fucking comment if you're not going to put your voices in there, or if you're not going to be there on March 31st when it was fucking middle of the day and it was like 100 degrees and my kids were there putting in work. So don't come and put all this, you know, excuses about this and this and that and, oh, how they sound. You know, no, fuck that. And then Brian, Mirren, and John.
Vaya.
Vaya mierda.
Feel free.
But I love you.
Vaya mierda.
Feel free to comment. Don't let Angel censor you. Hey, he just mad because he's been censored before.
Angel. Hey, let us know what you guys think, though. Yo, let us know what you guys think. Hit us up on Twitter or Instagram about what you guys think. Yeah. We're honestly open to a discussion. Not that we're going to make any decisions or, you know, we just...
Or we have any polls.
Yeah, listen. We
I
might
can tell you
able.
That they did ask us for our opinion.
Yeah, no, but... Yeah. No, but... Set entity like straight from the stands. They ask leadership.
No,
we're just here to open up a discussion. Maybe they listen to these podcasts. Maybe they don't. But listen, get your voice heard. If you guys don't know what, anything, let us know.
They pay attention to social media, so they see a lot of shit that people are saying, and it's frustrating. And actually, I had a conversation with somebody from the front office recently, and I actually agree with every single point that said person made. The first thing that came to my mind, which is what I just used again, is our stadium really was built in 2003. The only other soccer-specific stadium to see that was Columbus. Everything else after is when things started growing and shit changes, sure, right? The only other thing, too, is, and I will say this in defense of our Galaxy front office, which I think is pretty cool, and it's fucked up because I tell them already they should stop doing that, is that they're trying to emulate that, you know, Premier League style where they're forced, if I'm not mistaken, to give the away support a spot in the lower bowl, which is all cool and dandy that our team does it. The problem is that the other teams don't do it to us.
Yeah.
So when Galaxy fans travel, we're shit out of luck. We're literally in the nosebleeds, you know, so high up that our shits are really are bleeding, right? Or obscured where we have fucking poles in front of us where we can't fucking see the fucking field, right? Where people come over here, they get the royal treatment, which is, that's where the argument has been. But at the same time, okay, I get that you guys want to be, you know, bigger than everybody else and do your thing and, you know, show or be courteous or whatever the fuck you want to call yourselves to the other teams, but we don't get that treatment where we go places. And that's been my argument. Fuck that. I don't care what anyone says. Toss them in the 200. So what, do they have a fucking roof? It's only one fucking game. We're really going to deal with that. So that's it. Call it a day.
Listen,
but our stadium, dog, there's no bad seats. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Like, you can't really do much about it. Like, yeah. Anywhere you sit, it's a dope ass view.
Listen, I'll say
for a Chargers game. I mean, that's a bad view all the time. But
I'll say this. Regardless of where they sit, if the away team has presence, that should be motivation for everybody in that stadium to be loud, right? To mute them out, right? No matter where they sit, I don't care where they're sitting at. If there's a presence from an away team in our stadium, that should be enough motivation to get you, everybody out their seats and you know, chanting or just making noise to mute them out, regardless of where they sit. So yeah, hit us back. Let us know what do you guys think about that. If you agree with us, if you hate Angel like we do, let us know. Moving on. Caesar_89 on Twitter says, are we going to sign some defenders? Fuck yeah, hope so.
Shit, hopefully.
I hope so.
Maybe,
nah,
hopefully.
We're not. Nah.
Stupid. I hope so. Listen.
Wait, who?
You.
What?
I'm fine, but are you calling our listener stupid? That's
no, you.
I mean, I'll take it. That's fine.
No,
but
yeah, I would never call Caesar.
Yeah, I know a pretty good defender.
Like, damn. His
name is Angel.
Puta loco.
But he misses sitters, bro.
Oh, yeah.
No keepers.
But that's how I'm a defender, though. You know, that's how I'm a defender.
Or he gives away goals.
Yeah, listen, I get it. This question must come from just anxiety of not hearing anything, right? I think we've been linked with more midfielders than defenders when our problem is not midfield at all, is defense. I also understand that I think the defender position is hard to come and acquire. We've missed a few times already with the acquisitions we've gotten, so I get it. But yeah, are we getting defenders? Yeah, we have to. I don't think we have enough depth. I don't even think we have enough players. No, we do. For a starting lineup, not that it'd be any good starting lineup. I think it'd be the same, more the same of last year. So, in short, yeah, I think we are going to get more defenders. Masa, didn't you say, who'd you say was rumored to come to MLS? Not the Galaxy, the MLS.
Just MLS in general. Diego Reyes from Mexican national team. He plays doesn't play at Fenerbahce, but he's looking for a way out. And yeah, he should supposedly come to MLS. We don't know.
But he'd probably be a DP player, huh?
I don't know about DP player, dog, because he doesn't have that. I mean, he didn't really play anywhere. He's been in Europe. A couple minutes at Porto, a couple minutes at Real Sociedad, but no minutes at Fenerbahce. So I don't know about DP. Maybe a TAM player, but I don't know. I don't think we have the money for him, to be honest.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I like him. I like
Diarreas. I like him too.
I like Diarreas. I remember when he played in America, he played well. Let's go into some of the questions we got on Instagram. Edwin_Ian_Winder says, notice that Gio hasn't been coming out in any of the promotional videos or social media posts. Yeah, that's apparent.
I can't confirm nor deny, but he's gone.
That's been a very apparent. I think AG posted out that tweet where they highlighted our DPs and Gio wasn't one of them. It's looking more and more like Gio's on his way out, or Gio's gone. Gio's not going to be with the team anymore. And I think we can all celebrate when that actually gets officialized. I don't even know if officialized is a word, but officialized.
That's why I've been sad.
Because of Gio?
Because Gio's leaving.
No, because they haven't announced it yet.
Oh, okay.
Can't confirm nor deny.
But right now, I can't confirm that I can't deny that he's not going to be here.
What the fuck? Don underscore Rulio. Yeah, Rulio. Do you think the language barrier will be an issue for GBS and some of the players?
No.
No. No.
I get, especially if, you know, the Dom stain, I think that's, that kind of bridges the gap. Yeah, I don't, even without, I think they'll figure it out. And I'm sure, GBS is constantly working on bettering his English. So, listen, even with his broken English right now, he communicated well enough to where we understand what he wanted to say. So I don't think it should be an issue.
Not only that, the beautiful game is a universal language, my guy.
Vaya.
Vaya.
Puta fucking poet.
Your brain thinks like that, huh?
Yep, that's the way my brain thinks. Hey.
Walter underscore C says, how do you feel about having 3 away games in a row? All that trouble hurts the team. He's talking about...
Well! Well, I have the list right here.
He's talking about Portland, Atlanta, and DC United, right? Is that the back-to-back away trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's at the end of June and first and second week of August.
Yeah, no, I just realized I want to do all those 3
yep.
games.
We had
that's like the best, and that trip is like 3/15.
Yeah, so my birthday falls on...
Can't confirm nor deny.
My birthday falls August 5th, and I'm thinking maybe doing that trip where I go to ATL and just kind of stick around the East Coast and hit DC that following Sunday. I'm not sure yet because I do want to do a lot of other trips. And like I said, we'll get into this.
Just a heads up, the DC United game is at 4:30 PST, so it'll be like, 7:30 over there. Mm-hmm. Game will be over like, 10:30?
Yeah,
maybe catch a 12 a.m. flight back.
It's like the differential between the Monday morning flight and the red eye flight is like $90. I'd rather just, yeah.
You're right.
I gotta see. I don't know what I'm doing yet because like there's a shit ton of trips I want to take. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. And like I said, we'll go into this a lot more next week because we do want to talk about the schedule. So we'll have a full episode on.
You know, we could be talking about that instead of the stupid app. Best podcast that we had today.
Our fans wanted this. Shut up.
We got no fans.
You're my fan.
So Eddie from the Nag Boys, he says,
shout out Nag Boys.
Yep. How tough does the month look for the Galaxy? And I think we're talking about September because in September we have 6 games. We have 6 fucking games in the month of September, and I think like the back end of the month is ridiculous because I think like in the last 2 weeks, like 5 games,
be some playoff decision time.
Yeah, because I mean, decision days.
Which means we're
October
gonna be
6th.
Fucking first place, though. I don't know.
Okay, but we're okay. All right. Okay, you're right. Positivity.
Yeah. Listen, if we're looking at a month of September, I think month of September is tough. Angel, you have the list in front of you, right? Who can you just go off the teams we play in September?
I only have the away games, but I only listed the ones that are travel right now. Yeah, oh, wait. Yeah. Actually,
I got the list in front of me.
Yeah,
I'll put it up.
Okay. Oh, damn. What the fuck?
Damn, Eli.
I can tell you that during rivalry week, when we're at home to LAFC, we also play San Jose right before that.
Yeah, so
we're
going to
have back-to-back rivalry games at home.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's just tight.
So
that's just tight.
So we'll go into the schedule and the games and what we think of the whole season based on.
I just want to tell our fans that we could have been doing that now.
Yeah, but we're not. So we'll definitely look out for that. Next episode is going to be interesting. We did that last year too, where we kind of broke down what we thought and where we wanted to travel. I think we did good last year too, right? With the amount of trips that we say we're going to take versus what we actually did, I think we hit them.
Yeah,
I did more than I did more trips than I originally planned.
Yeah. So we'll see how good we do this year again.
Hey, real quick before we move on, I just want to say I'm not going to Salt Lake this year.
Yeah, fuck that place. Fuck Salt Lake. I'm
not
never going back.
In the week.
I don't. The only way I'll go back is for a playoff match. Other than that, I'm never fucking Salt Lake again. Fuck Salt Lake. L underscore Topper, Topper.
Oh, El Topper? Oh, yeah.
El Topper.
Oh, that's what
El
it is?
El Topper.
Silent H. El Topper. Who or how can we add depth in our defense? Yeah, we just talked about that. That was tough for me because, like, who's really available?
Trade Kamara.
Yeah, right? Listen, I'm not supposed to be putting negativity out in the universe right now, but
I mean,
seems logical to me. You know what I mean? That seems logical to me, right? Acquiring a center back. What I believe we need most is a center back. So acquiring a center back that's league ready and proven without a lot of money. How the fuck you pull that off? You know what I mean? Like, that's a tough one for me. And like I said, I think if we're looking for a winger or like a backup center back, I'll say, you know, we could shop around. We could take a gamble. But as a starting center back, somebody who's going to general our back line, that's, you know.
Listen, I think this is going to be DTK's first test, and I'm really, really want to see what they come up with because they know that we need something in the defense. They've said it. So for them not to do anything, I think that, I don't know. I'm really excited to see because I think they're going to show a lot of what first GBS, I'm sure once training camp starts, he's going to see what he has and he's going to voice his opinion to DTK. And I want to see what happens. If nothing comes from this, I'll be a little worried, like maybe 2%, but hopefully something does come from this and we do bring a defender or we let go of defenders.
You know what I don't want to see? I'll tell you what I don't want to see. I don't want to see another Siani mistake where we're under the gun because we need a center back and we make a rash decision on somebody who looks better than we really is. So I hope we don't do that. I'm even okay with
I think we have time.
Right.
I know it feels like we don't have time, but I think we have time.
No, so I hear you saying we have time, right? And it's accurate. But it's not like we're looking for a striker.
No.
Like defense, like a center back is gonna be a lot harder to come about. God damn it. We lost Georgia and we lost Angel. So just me and you, Masa. Let's go.
That's cool. We'll run it. Damn, Angel heard us and he's coming back.
Oh. So Luke 82-09-11. Will we ever get a legit center back? Just going to the questions. Will we ever get a legit center back? Again?
Right? Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Or
maybe this year.
Damn, why don't y'all just go try out? Fuck. Quit bugging my team about a center back. And I'm talking about you. I'm talking to these dumbass listeners.
Or we get Ike. You know?
No, I'm kidding.
Or we get Ike, man. We get Ike.
They right as fuck. They all right.
Ike is a legit center back. Wouldn't you agree? Hi, George. You're back.
Yeah. No one knows this. Keep going.
I told everybody that you weren't here no more, so they knew.
Yeah.
They know.
They're lying. He's lying.
Did you tell them that I wasn't here?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
No one cares about you. They mentioned.
You're right.
This was really sad, dog. What you guys do to Angel?
He didn't get his way. Little puppy gets mad. All
right. Here's a question. Here's a question that's good. I like this one. If you could ask GBS one question, what would it be? And let me, and don't be stupid and say some dumb shit. Like, make it a real question. I know you're gonna dumb as fuck. So make it a real question, all right?
Oh man.
I know you're dumb as fuck. So make it a real question. What would you ask him? Like a legit question.
Good question. If you could pick anybody in the world, no matter the price, what player would you bring to the galaxy?
That's an easy answer.
Yes.
What's the answer?
Messi.
What about Ronaldo? What about if he doesn't fuck with any of them?
Oh, you're right.
Argentinians don't like each other sometimes.
John Terry.
Oh, fuck.
I'll bring John Cena in defense.
All right, no, listen, next serious question. You guys are fucking out the rails right now. Next serious question.
I don't know. That shit.
Oh, well, that's George's question. What about Angel's? I want to hear Angel's question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Next he had a stupid question. That's why he's thinking really hard now because he doesn't know anything else but a stupid question.
You know what I'll ask him? I'll ask him what's the toughest rule or limitation that MLS has in his perspective, right? And I think that'd probably be more like a DTK question, but it'll be interesting to see. Just because he's been like in Lanús, he didn't have the financial backing that Boca had, right?
I'd ask him some controversial shit. I just thought about it. Go for it.
I think at Boca he had the financial backing. Not AG backing. But it's still Argentina league, right? Here with AG backing that he has, is the financial limitations his biggest problem, you know, or what he sees as the biggest hurdle? That'd be my question.
But he did win something with Lanús, though, so it's not like it.
Yeah, right. Listen, really affecting him. I think his biggest hurdle there was like the cap, right? Because didn't he lose? He lost a few players after he won that Sudamericana.
Oh, yeah, he lost a lot of players.
Like so in the next year, like you know, I mean, there goes, right?
I dipped out with his players. Like I'm out. I'm going to Boca.
What'd you ask him, Masa?
Masa, what you gonna ask him?
I ain't gonna ask that for shit.
Bye.
George, you're gonna ask him.
My real question was the day for the Copa Libertadores final. What was going through his head? Did he want to play that game, or did he want to give as much time to his players as possible?
That's interesting.
That is a good question.
Oh, for those that didn't know, that they got tear gassed and the players were crying.
Okay. They broke the windows on the bus.
Broke off forever.
All of a sudden.
Psych.
I saw the documentary, Doug.
Psych. Andrew, you got to get everybody. You got something you want to ask?
No.
What happened to controversial?
I have something I want to ask, but I'm going to make my Mexican friends mad. And Brian's already mad at me after what I said earlier. So I'm good. I'd rather keep my friends.
All right. What were you going to say? I'm intrigued. That way, half of me is mad at you only.
I was just going to say, can he really win an MLS Cup with these sorry ass Mexicans?
Oh, God.
With that being said, this is
listen, we're back at season two. You'll see new graphics, you'll see some more content. We definitely will break that news in a bit. We got a lot of things happening for us this year, or we're trying to really push it. So again, appreciate you guys listening to it.
Oh, hold on. Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy, before you close out, my bad. Madame Serrano, I kinda wanna put his question there because he's still asking, I forgot to put it. Besides SJ away, what's an away game that's a must? Top of the head, whatever you guys think.
That's a must.
That's a must.
Yeah, yeah. Rebels.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Rebel Arena, man, y'all gotta check it out.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What, that's what
I think
I'm doing.
That one just because I think Red Bull just because Angel has been hyping it up so much, but
they got a fucking fantastic stadium. I think the best stadium in MLS, and it's a joke that they can't do shit with that stadium.
So that's Atlanta.
I'm gonna go to New York.
That's a football stadium, though.
I'm going to New York because I was really upset last year when I was seeing the stories.
When I died?
Yeah, you guys said, Lily had fun.
I died twice last year, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely doing New York. I hope you guys go.
I'm going.
Because I want to have fun.
You guys are going to New York?
Yeah,
Dallas and New York is mine.
And it's in May, too, so it's not going to be that cold. I fucks with it, dog, because I couldn't do it. I hope it's not cold. I hope it's not too hot. May is perfect. I fucks with it. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one big thing we got announced. Hopefully you're already listening to a podcast via there, but we're on Spotify. So this episode we're gonna push Spotify because we wanna hopefully impact their algorithm and get in some of the charts, even if it's in the lower end, but we're trying to impact it. So if you're listening to this and you're not on Spotify, do us a favor. Open up your Spotify account and search for Straight From The Fans podcast and Straight From The Stands podcast and give us a follow. Like I said, you don't have to listen to it. If you listen through it to another app, completely fine, but just give us a follow. We're trying to break into some of the charts. So hook us up with a like, hook us up with a follow.
If you don't really like listening to us, just play us for 12 hours or sleep. Trying to get paid, son.
Yeah. That leads into segue into my new. I have a breaking news announcement. I can't confirm or deny that we have two sponsors already. One by the name of Jonathan Malter and the other one by the name of Alex Merced. Can't confirm or deny that each of them might or might not pay $10 a month to us each. Can't confirm or deny. But thank you so much to our two new sponsors.
Because you guys brought that up, I just remembered when I got my hand slapped because of George's stupid ass comment at the meeting last week. they were there and they made a comment that they wanted that they're gonna come on the show, but their boss was there and shit got kind of awkward.
So we don't have sponsors anymore. We lost sponsors.
So I don't know if they're gonna be on anymore, guys. But I can tell you that that Carlos over at the president of Lars suggested that they just come on. First thing they say is just disclaimer that their comments and views are not a representation of their employer. I was dying.
There you go.
That shit was funny.
So technically, we're backed by the LA Galaxy FO.
Listen, George.
We are the official. George,
you have no
unofficial.
George,
we are the official unofficial.
You have LA no Galaxy wiggle room, bro. You have no wiggle room. You can't be saying statements all like that. You can't be doing that right now.
Can't confirm or deny.
You gotta lay low, baby. You gotta lay low.
That's the way it works.
I can't confirm nor deny. God damn it.
All right. And with that being said, this is the end of our first podcast of the year. I'm your boy Rudy at I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram.
This is J Daddy, J Undefeated. Mute R. Kelly.
This is Angel. Follow me at Live at AF96. Talk shit to me there. And no, I have nothing against Mexicans because my mom's Mexican. So chill the fuck out. Just letting y'all know before y'all think that, I'm a racist or some shit.
Yeah.
Peace. Love and Jesus.
Wrong one, guys.
You fucked up.